Gear up for the next big game from the great range of clubware at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Gee, I got Falcha, good Gee and Clarkham and Luke Glasgale and a shock to the show with me, Tom Cormack, always with you on a Wednesday night here until 9 o'clock, and another busy programme lined up for you. The football season and the Gaelic season just seems to get busier and busier, though. I think this is probably one of the last busy weekends. Quite a lot of obviously club action within the county, a number of county finals at under 21 level A, B and C, and of course that playoff in Division 3 as well. And of course Gweedore, Red Hughes heading into Ulster. Gweedore taking on Cross Madeline in that senior Ulster Senior Championship semi-final, and Coleraine of Derry in there as well, taking on Scotstown, a very attractive double bill on Sunday in Healy Park in Omagh. But our focus tonight and taking centre stage is Red Hughes Club at the Cross in Killigarden, because they're flying the Donegal flag in the Ulster Junior Football Championship final on Saturday night in Celtic Park. Indeed, it's an all-Northwest fair, quite a novel pairing. Limavady Wolfhounds are the Derry Junior Champions, and they're Red Hughes opponents in Saturday's final. A huge, huge excitement around the Cross and indeed around the club, which, well, is one of the probably younger clubs in Donegal. And I'm delighted to see him joined in studio tonight by a true Red Hughes legend of recent enough vintage, Marty Carlin. Marty, good night to you.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Marty, of course, a former Donegal senior footballer, along with his family, a long association with the club, and I'm sure great excitement, Marty.
Great, Tom. Yeah, at the Cross at the moment, after a lot of barren years there and a lot of defeats and finals, it's a terrific achievement now for lads to get to an Ulster final. Little did we think when we started out in this campaign at the start of the year, now Donegal Junior Championship, that it would have reached a situation on Saturday evening where we'd be in an Ulster Junior final. It's terrific, terrific for the players, and obviously for the whole area.
Yeah. What, you won 37 years without winning a junior championship, so I suppose that's why probably expectations wouldn't be all that high.
Well, that's it, Tom. As you say, we were formed in 1980, and our first year, 1981, we had a very successful year. That's a long time back, and I was playing that day.
Short trousers, obviously.
We beat Kilkear in the final of the Junior Championship in 1981, and I believe we've gone about six finals since 81, and unfortunately lost them all. I think 82 was Orison and Intermediate, and then 86 and 91 was two senior finals, and I think since 2000, I think we've lost three junior finals. I think Ballantrae, Dunkaneely, maybe after a replay, and obviously last year against Neve Colmkill. So it was great to end the barren spell.
Before we talk about the early years and how the club came about, what do you make of this team, the current team?
Honestly, they're it's the best team we've had in a few years. I say we've had a few very lean years there, Tom, but my brother Joe, who took them over last year after Donal Reid and obviously John Lynch had stints with the club there a few years back, and we kind of struggled a wee bit during those years and we didn't seem to have the players. But last year, Joseph got them together and trained them very hard, and fortunately he's had a tough year himself and wasn't able to continue. But he left a very good, strong, fit squad, and Shosha McKelvey has come in and has taken them to the next level again and managed to get over the line. But it's definitely the best team we've had in the club for some years, and
I've been watching them for a couple of years. I mean, I'm not surprised as an outsider. Maybe sometimes you're more critical when you're looking on, but the one thing I've noticed this year, they seem to have got better as the year went on.
They have improved, definitely, Tom, without a doubt. You know, maybe you want to talk about it later, but obviously went to the semi-final against Letterkenny Gaels and Convoy, and you know, I thought at half time we'd be out the gate. It was 6-1, and we were down and we weren't at all in the game, and Kieran Kelly, our goalkeeper, put off an absolutely cracking save to prevent it going from 1-6 to a point, and if that had went in, I don't know where we'd have been. But unbelievably went into that game leading by a point at half time, and we went on in the second half to win the match, but it really looked that it was going to be I didn't think we'd get through that night. And then I think our best performance without a doubt was the final in O'Donnell Park against Turris. It was a great start, and we got out of the blocks immediately and scored a point after 15 seconds, first attack in never really looked back after that. And it was just, it was to me the best performance that I've seen. Red Hughes was a final against Urus in Donald Park.
And probably as good a performance you've seen from Red Hughes and maybe even since your own playing days.
Long time, definitely.
And obviously, you know, we always talk, and you wore the county jersey yourself, and Donald Reid were there around the same time wearing it and involved with it, and everybody looks to them. And of course, you have a man wearing it again now, Stephen McMenamin. Very central player, even though he's very, very young.
Super player, Stephen. It's great to see that he made the breakthrough onto Donegal, and he's a regular now on the team. But, you know, he's such an important player for Red Hughes, because he really is he's the real leader of the pack there. And, you know, as much as he's a great cornerback or centre halfback, you know, his natural position, like, we obviously play him in midfield, and, you know, he's been just immense for the club this year, and he's been a leader. But obviously there's been a lot of great performances alongside him, but certainly Stephen's the man that drives us on, you know.
Talk to me more, but first of all, you said formed in 1980.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, where would somebody from the cross?
I would have been a very young lad then. I would have played with Robert Emmons and my brother Eugene and a few others. And when we formed then, we broke away from Emmons in around 1980. And our first year as a Red Hughes team at the cross was 1981. And we really only formed as a senior club that year. We didn't have any underage for many a year after that, so...
Was there a stipulation that time that you had to have an under-12 team, possibly? Was there, I think?
I can't remember, really, Tom, but I just know that we really only inherited a senior team at the cross, and there was no underage football at all. So we went a number of years very successful up to 1990s, and then obviously the club started to develop the underage after that, you know.
And who would have been the men at the start? Who got it going?
Well, I suppose, God rest our chairman, George Callaghan, and God rest our great legend of a player and manager, Hughie Gillespie, would have been, I suppose, two pivotal men at the time, and deciding that that they wanted to get football back at the cross and Kelly Gordon. And I suppose they were two. I just can't think offhand who else.
You were only playing football at the time.
That is that.
Tell me. There has been a tradition of football at the cross, though, in that, maybe not at the cross, but in that particular area, going back, because I was looking through Father Sean's book, and I see where Father Sean Gallagher's book of facts about Donegal, I see where a Killigordon team won a junior championship in 1946.
Oh, yeah, for sure, yeah. There was always a great tradition of football at the cross and Killigordon. At that time, I don't think we were ever called Red Hughes in the early years. They were known as Killigordon. And it was only when we formed 1980 that we adopted the name Red Hughes. But certainly there was football for many a previous year. And then I think due to one thing or another, that team collapsed as well. And I suppose then the football obviously was gone at the cross. And I only knew when I was growing up, from under 12s, 14s, right up to, I was, you know, 18, 19 years of age, I only knew Robert Emmett, so I wasn't really aware of much before that.
You never heard where Red Hughes came from, why they call it Red Hughes, no?
Not particularly.
It's obviously after Red Hugh O'Donnell.
What the actual connection was with the area, I'm not quite sure. Should have done my homework before I came out.
we'll get you back. We'll get you back. You can do a thesis on it at some stage. That's the voice of Marty Carlin. He's my special guest tonight here in studio, of course, Red Hughes, the Donegal Junior Champions, taking on Limavady Wolfhounds on Saturday night in Celtic Park. Unfortunately, clashing Marty with the All Blacks game. You won't get to see that, Ireland and the All Blacks, but it's in Celtic Park on Saturday night at 7 o'clock. And, well, obviously, I'm sure there's great excitement, is there?
Yeah, great to see. You know, when I was growing up, Tom, we didn't have, once you got, if you were fortunate enough to win a championship in Donegal, that's where it ended. And I think it's great now that they've continued it on to the province. Like, look at Niamh Colmkill last year.
Who would have ever thought,
and they beat us in the final, there was only one goal scored that day in O'Donnell Park, and that was the difference in the two teams. But who would even have thought for a minute then, and fair play to Niamh Colmkill, it was terrific that they went the whole way, I think, to All-Ireland final, and that was just fantastic achievement of them, and I hope we can emulate go the whole way this year again.
Going back to when you were founded, that first 81 team, can you name it, or can you have a stab at it, or who was on it? You obviously were on it yourself, Donal Reid.
Donal Bosco Reid, Tommy Kelly was our goalkeeper. Brendan Kelly was there, Seamus Gellin, my brother Eugene and me started midfield. Jared Gellin Billy Gallen, Josie Gallen, three brothers from the Cross there that played with us. And you've asked me, I'm going to leave a lot of people out here, but I know that, you know, it was very made up very much the families at that time as well around the Cross. There was Liam McColgan, Jared McColgan, you know, and you know, we really had a very good team that particular
and
year.
And you came so close, actually, in a short space of time to winning a senior championship.
Yeah, unbelievable. Like, that was 81 and 86. You know, we got to a final against Ballyshannon, Tom, but, you know, kind of very unexpectedly. Like, we wouldn't have been seen as potential champions, but even to get to a final was, I think the occasion and everything got to us, we played a very, very good Ballyshannon team in the final. It was just laced with talent, like, and, you know, even though it'll never go down in memory as one of the best senior finals, but they beat us, I think, at the end up by 5 points, but they were an exceptional team.
They were a serious team.
Yeah, they were a good team.
And then the following year, was it, or a couple of years, around this, Killybegs, was it?
Well, we had a lot of battles with Killybegs around in 1991, 92, and that was, you know.
But you were in the final in 86,
yeah.
And when again?
91. Against Killybegs.
And you were playing Division 1 at that time and senior championship.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
You were one of the top teams for that five or six.
And just met Killybegs. And a bit unlucky in a few occasions. I thought, you know, 91, it was there for taking it. And, you know, it could have went anyway. And we lost, I think, by a couple of points. But I think the biggest disappointment for me was 92 semi-final against Killybegs. You know, it was the year Donegal won All-Ireland, and obviously I'd missed out myself, which was a huge disappointment. But for the club then to get to the semi-final that year against Killybegs, and, you know, there was an incident with about 10 minutes to go. John Lynch, unfortunately, and John Cunningham were both sent off, and we were 5 points up at the time, and, you know, things went totally against us in the last 10 minutes, and we lost by a point. Manus Boyle got a goal, and Killybegs, it was just from nowhere, we were in total control of that game, and Killybegs went on to win that match and beat Glencolumbkill, I think, in the final quite handily at the time. But I think of all my experiences, that was the one that I was kind of most devastated going off the pitch, because obviously I've missed out on 92 myself, and I really thought that was the year that we were definitely going to make the breakthrough. And the following year then, you know, again, we had Killybegs, and John Cunningham was in America, and Donald Reid was injured, and we had to play him in goals, and Ollie Reid was suspended, and we got beat by a point in Ballyshannon in a playoff against Killybegs again. So I just thought at the time injuries and a few things went against us.
And you mentioned Donal and Ollie and Bosco Reid. They were obviously the families, and yourself and your brother
Eugene
were Joe, on the, Joe and were Declan. On, and Declan four were on the team. Who else would be on the team around that time?
The Browns, Joey and Stephen Brown, and Jerry McColgan, obviously, and London Gillespie and Chris Gillespie
and Hughie Gillespie.
Dad, Hughie, three of them played in the final.
Stanley Ewing was there. Was he still playing in 19?
Stanley was still around then, and you know Jared Kelly was obviously, you know, very good player.
Jared went on, played for Donegal, and then went to America. You know,
but it was, you know, we definitely at that time, I thought we had and the Campbells, obviously Mark and Paul Campbell as well, you know, and
we associate more with hurling now because of Satanta,
but, you know, there were two warriors for us, and they're two super players to have, and you know,
and then kind of the club
Anthony Medead, sorry, I wasn't, you know, there's just so many good players, like Anthony was super player for the club,
dual player as well.
Oh, absolutely,
played hurling for the county, and then went into decline, did the club?
Yeah, after that,
what was it, just a crop of players, kind of?
We all kind of were at an age maybe together, Tom, and, you know, mid-90s things started to deteriorate a bit, and a lot of us kind of, maybe the end of the 90s, stopped playing, and, you know, it was kind of rebuilding job again. We dropped down a few divisions, and before we knew it, from Division 1 probably down to 3 or 4, and stayed for a number of years there, and just were hanging on, like, and really not doing very much, until thankfully there's a bit of a revival now. Again,
the lesson, you know, there for a lot of clubs, that if you get into that slippy slide, it's, you know, we see Aero Ballyshannon only coming back up as well in the last couple of years, you know.
Yeah, well, I think possibly as well on that, Tom, that the underage structure at the club at that particular time wasn't very good, but, you know, at now we have super underage structure at the club, and have a lot of involvement and great young teams from under 12s right up, and ladies football and everything. So the club was really overall, when you take all the teams that were as probably in as healthy a position as it's ever been.
That's the voice of Marty Carlin, a former Donegal player, of course, and well, he's an out-and-out Red Hughes man and very proud of it as well, and it's quite rightly so. And of course, Red Hughes playing in the Ulster Junior Final, a first ever. Great ring to it, Marty, when you think of it. Red Hughes playing in an Ulster final, the club that you played your first football
with. Yeah, it's unbelievable, Tom, really. You know, you just couldn't, even setting out this year, as I said, who would have ever thought, you know. But it's very much like Niamh Colmkill last year. I'm sure when they set out, little did they know. I mean, they got through Ulster and they went the whole way to the final. Like, and I'm sure it wasn't in their wildest dreams. And so hopefully we can emulate Niamh Colmkill.
Marty Carlin there, just we can take a breather for a minute, Marty, because we're going to Limavady now, and I know you did play a bit of rugby up there in Limavady in your time, but we're going because we're joined, I'm delighted to say, by Ronan Corley, chairman of Limavady Wolfhounds, and I'm sure you can detect that Marty Carlin's pretty excited. Ronan, what's the mood like in Limavady?
Good evening, Tom. Good evening, Marty. The mood in Limavady is good. We're very much looking forward to the occasion. It's been a roller coaster year for us, and it's just progressing nicely into Saturday evening, where we're going to get a chance to play in the biggest game in the club's history.
Yeah, and tell me a little about the club. I'm not sure if the expectation, as you heard Marty Carlin saying there, the expectation wasn't pretty high in Red Hughes when they started out. What was it like with you at the start of the year?
Very similar to Red Hughes. We started our season back in January, and our senior team had actually been doing a pre-season without a manager who we appointed in January. So the season started in January, and the main aim for the team this year was promotion back up to intermediate level, which we had dropped down from a number of years ago. So, and we had also earmarked a run in the Derry Junior Championship. So the expectation levels were not too high, but we were setting out targets that we thought were realistic that we could achieve.
And what brought about the change this year, do you think?
I think, like Red Hughes, we have had a couple of stinging defeats. We were beaten the county final last year, and in 2017 we were beaten the semi-final. So the team had you know, got to a stage whereby the owner answer was going to be, you know, hard work and determination, and that started very early in the season, and as I say, it has manifested to get us to this level now. And, you know, hats off to players, management, you know, the whole club. Everyone's behind each other, and I think, you know, it's born the result in the end, you know.
And what is the following like in Limavady, you know, because it wouldn't be a strong GAA stronghold, would it?
Well, we're trying slowly and surely to change that, Tom. There has been, you know, a long history of we were formed in the same year as Red Hughes in 1980. We have a good core of people and players, you know, working throughout the club, and we're just basically, you know, looking to secure the next generation to come along to be young Wolfhounds and get the chance and play on a big stage like Saturday night.
And what is the record like down the years? As you heard, Marty Carlin won a championship with Red Hughes in only their second season, and they didn't win one again until this year.
Yeah, our last victory was 2003. We won the Derry Junior Championship, and we were actually playing in the tournament that preluded the Ulster Club Championship in 2003. It became an official competition in 2004, and we got to the final of that against Bandy McEnany's team, Munna and Harps. So the following year, it became a full-blown, recognised competition. So we looked back on that, and we're hoping that we can go possibly one better on Saturday night.
So that's one you have up on Red Hughes. You're playing in your second Ulster final.
Well, technically, it's the first official one. It wasn't an official competition in 2003, but it is an Ulster competition, and it's just great to be back and be involved at this level. You know, it's created a whole buzz throughout, you know, the town, and the local clubs and the local borough have all been behind us, and we're getting good wishes from far and near.
And of course, with Coleraine senior champions and in the senior semi-final on Sunday, the old football map is changing a little bit in Derry, is it?
Well, Tom, we're literally, you know, 10 miles from Coleraine and 10 miles from Banagher, so the clubs are very, very close together in their geography. We're keeping an eye on both teams, and we're hoping that they can both make it through to the final, like ourselves, of their respective competitions. And, you know, we were sort of spurring each other on. We're keeping an eye for each other's results, and we're in touch with the other clubs. And, you know, it's been a great buzz. It's been great to see, you know, local clubs, you know, that have been maybe without success recently, you know, starting to change the dynamic in Derry football. Yeah.
I think Spurned On probably is a rivalry, is what you call it, really, I suppose. And certainly a rising tide can raise all boats.
Without a doubt. And, you know, in the respective divisions, Coleraine and Banagher have performed extremely well. And we're just happy to be carrying the Derry flag on Saturday. And hopefully we will make it a victory and spur the other teams on as well.
Hopefully you can stay on the line there. I just want to go for a quick break and we'll be back to you in a moment, Ronan.
Gear up for the next big game from the great range of clubwear at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Roger Ash, Gian Clare, Tom Comick here, of course, with you until 9 o'clock. The clock is rolling by pretty fast. I'm joined in studio here by Marty Carlin, of course, former Donegal and Red Hughes player. He's in tonight because the focus is on the Ulster Junior Championship final meeting of Red Hughes and Limavady Wolfhounds. We heard Ronan Corkley there, the chairman of Limavady, speaking to us before we went on the break. We'll be back to Ronan in a moment. But we also heard Ronan mention there that Banagher, of course, third club in the north of the county, Derry. They're in an Ulster Intermediate Championship semi-final. They've been certainly another team that probably have been up at senior football level, a bit like Red Hughes, and just couldn't get over the line on a number of occasions in the not too distant past. I'm joined by their manager Justin Clark because they're playing, or their chairman Justin Clark, because they're playing Saturday evening as well in the Ulster Intermediate Championship final. They're playing the Cavan champions Mullaghorn. That's in the athletic grounds. Well, Justin, you haven't quite made it to the final yet, a bit like Marty Carlin or Ronan Corley, but hoping to get there, I'm sure.
That's right. Hi, Tom. Hi, Marty. Good evening. Thank God I'm not taking the team, and I'm only the chairman. we're in our first Ulster campaign as a football team, and we meet Mullaghorn on Saturday night in the semi-final of Ulster.
Mullaghorn probably are a good senior team as well. They would be pretty recognisable for people that would follow Cavan and Ulster football.
Yeah, look, we've looked at Mullaghorn as a group, and we saw them play. So, look, they've had a fair bit of experience over the years at senior level, so we'd be treating them fairly carefully. But from our club point of view, we got everything that we wanted this year. When we set out at the start of the year, we wanted to win the league, and then we'd try and win the championship. And we got everything we wanted, so we're really in, the shackles are off, and whatever we get, we get. So,
and you are a dual club because I was just checking the records. You've won three senior championships in hurling and defeated in three senior championships in football.
That's right. Well, look, we're a dual club, and I would say a good dozen of our players play both codes. So it's tough during the year when they're trying to juggle both. But we have had quite a bit of success at hurling, and this is our first Ulster campaign as a football team, so we're really looking forward to it.
And is this a first Ulster Intermediate or a first Derry Intermediate?
This is our first football. It's our first time in Ulster as a
football championship team. Yes. Look, unfortunately, hopefully we'll be talking to you in a couple of weeks again, Justin. I mean, we're looking forward to the final. Of course, Tatty Ray from Tyrone are also in action in that. They're playing St Enda's from Belfast on Saturday evening as well in that intermediate championship final. Our thanks to Justin Clark, or Justin Quirk there, the chairman of Banagher GA Club. They're playing on that Ulster Intermediate. But back to the junior again, and Marty Carlin, what is the expectation? Do they feel, you know, what you've heard of it, I'm sure, about the Limavady Wolfhounds, but what's the expectation?
Well, I suppose, Tom, when you come to Ulster, it's always a bit of an unknown quantity, you know, especially when you're playing a team from another county. If you're playing within Donegal, you would kind of have an idea and have your homework done. Don't know an awful lot about them, but I believe they haven't been beaten all year in Derry and their own domestic league and championship, and obviously they haven't been beaten in the junior championship so far, and they have a bit of a star man there in Callum Brown, I believe, as well. So by all accounts they're going very well, but so are we, and you know, and I think we're growing with confidence all the time. And as much as I don't know an awful lot about Limavady, you know, I think if Red Hughes can play to their potential, and certainly the way they've played in the second half against Emmyvale when they were up against, when they looked
forget about that. That's a big scalp, wasn't it? Because Emmyvale was highly rated.
Highly rated, Tom. And, you know, and again, we were trailing most of the time in that match and finished very strongly in the last quarter. Now, I wouldn't like to fall behind against Limavady as much, so hopefully Red Hughes can get out of the traps early and settle early. And if we do that and get a few scores on the board, I think we'll be a challenge for anybody, you know, and hopefully we'll get the right result on Saturday evening.
Ronan Corley, you hear Marty Carlin, a little bit upbeat, is he?
Well, rightly so. I mean, Emmyvale were hot favourites, not only for the semi-final, but also for the competition. I think down through the years, it's been well documented that both the Monaghan and Tyrone teams were very strong in this competition. So, you know, we'll be treating them with the utmost respect on Saturday, and they're very deserving finalists.
Yeah. Look at Ronan, thank you indeed, and hopefully we'll see you on Saturday evening. All the best, and well, thanks to Marty Carlin as well. We're coming to the end of the programme, and of course Gweedore are in action on Sunday as well in the Ulster Senior Championship semi-final. That game is in Healy Park, as against Cross Midland Rangers. Big double bill in Healy Park. It's Coleraine, of course, they're flying the Derry flag as well in the Senior Championship. They're playing that championship favourite, Scotstown. That's about it from me, from Tom Comick, from another week. For my thanks to Marty Carlin, my guest in studio, Ronan Corley, and Justin Quirk on the phone. And as ever, the old reliable Jimmy Stafford on sound. P.O. McCann is coming up next after the news. But for me, Tom Comick, Gene Shockton, Hogan, Lionel Bannock.